Log Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellgood and international
call. Hail, away from the Neverland. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
Just close the door, you know what I'm saying?
God damn. Is we live? Hello? 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 Hello?
Is anybody out there? All right, fuck it. We here. You know what I'm saying? Live has been in the building. Shouts out to Miss Heavenly Angel checking up on me. You know what I'm saying? I've been out of the box, people. Out of the box. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, trying to continue this thing on. You know, we... At the last end of Black History Month coming up on the last couple of days, you know what I'm saying? But making sure that we instill some knowledge in y'all, you know what I'm saying? Before the end of the month, you know, just to pump up your enthusiasm to learn something new, because that is what we do. Right here live, y'all give me just El Segundo, which on this show, you know what I'm saying? 30 minutes ain't really gonna do you nothing. But check it out. We are streaming live, you know what I'm saying, on www.trilateralradio.com. That's www.trilateralradio.com. Music is streaming live right now. But we do coming soon, have live shows popping featuring DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. Captain Smell So Good, of the Starship Smelly Prize, and also the host with the most, all the way from San Jose, California, and that's Mr. Goofy Boom. Along with my co-host, Mr. Cyanide, and Miss Side Kicking, y'all in the head, that's Miss Heavenly Angels, doing a real big, representing Washington, you know what I'm saying, shouts out to everybody up in Seattle, not the state, you know what I'm saying, yeah, we won't do the D.C. dicks on chicks around here, you know what I'm saying, unless it's in the Nutty News, and I mean the Nutty News. And Nutty News is coming back, you know what I'm saying, brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy, and off-the-wall news, but you know, we had to take a break. But we ain't fake, you know what I'm saying? We do what we got to do to put it on the plate. Yeah, baby, and feed it to you. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what this month is all about. It's African-American Our Story Month, you know what I'm saying? So come here, Our Story, and about black inventors, everything, sports figures. I ain't really cover the sports figures because those are meaningless to me. You know what I'm saying? That's cool, we excel in sports and all that, but you know, I'm more into the... you know, what we did for this country, you know what I'm saying, that McDonald's don't put on the damn commercial, or LASIK don't put on the commercial, or anybody else, you know, who's benefited from these inventors and these inventions to this day, you know what I'm saying, just don't get the recognition for any time of the year. So, yeah, you got to at least take 1 month out to let people know that, yeah, you know, these are the people that, you know what I'm saying, help shape this country. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't get any credit. You know, just like Thomas Edison, you know, back in the day trying to sue Gerald Woods, you know what I'm saying, for his inventions, you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, people. It's just crazy, you know. But we just want to, you know, make sure we get the knowledge out there. You know what I'm saying? Got to get the knowledge out there. And like I always say, don't believe me. Go and read it for your mother. Self, you know what I'm saying? I mean your mother self, and because that's the way it's supposed to be. Let me get the old switchboard open, and we're going to get the chat room up and running. If you go to www.temporary right now, but don't put temporary in it, blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio. I know some of y'all /, whatever. Just put the slash in there, you know what I'm saying? And come through and holler at me, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. Real big, temporarily, WDGE Radio, and we stepping the game up, because we ain't no lame, what? Biatches, right here on this network. You know what I'm saying? It's all real. Indie music, independent music, you know what I'm saying? It's all we support here. So you go to www.trilateralradio.com and hear artists from around the world. And I mean the world. So I was going down real big like that. I got a chance to say that. And why? Because, you know, I ain't kicked out the news. You know what I'm saying? We ain't kicked the news. And that's what that fits in that. But it's all good, you know. And congratulations to everybody, to all the radio stations, you know what I'm saying, that they've been putting out a lot of information that I've also covered here on the show. But they're also putting that out on the network. So that's pretty cool, you know what I'm saying. And let's see, we're live on Trilateral Commission Radio Network. Let's see what happens when we click on the Listen Live button. Let's see what happens, people. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going down real big right here. Yiddy. All right, let's see what happens. Do-do-do-do-do. Are we streaming live? Are we streaming live? What's playing here. Alright, hold on, people. Just take a quick second before it starts doing its thing thing. Doing its thing 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 thing. What today is? Today is the 23rd, February 23rd. Press play. Let's see what happens. Oh, do I got my... Do I got my speakers up? Okay. All right. Well, I don't think we're currently streaming because we are working on the site. Yeah. But it's still coming. Coming soon. You know what I'm saying? We are up and running as far as the content and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Cool stuff you can go and see. You can also register. You know what I'm saying? If you just want to become a listener. Fan or anything, you know what I'm saying? Get your own, really, get your own web page. You can set it up just like that, you know what I'm saying? It's some really cool stuff that we got for you. You need to come check us out, and I mean check us out. And since I don't have my porn music, you know what I'm saying? We just gonna have to wing it, you know? All right, here we go. Let's get Miss Heaven Angel up in here real quick. El Segundo. Bam.
Hey, Mike.
Hey,
what's up?
Never get enough of that. Yeah. Can't
yeah,
never get enough of that. Yeah, that's a fucking classic beam right there for you. I think it's going to be third season's beam in the shit, you know.
Hey, isn't Friday the anniversary?
Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up. You know, I almost totally forgot, man. I almost totally forgot, people. I got down 3-year anniversary. It runs in conjunction with African American History Month. That's so stupendous. Such a proper time, you know what I'm saying? And thank you, Ms. Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, for staying on top.
Oh, you got me.
Right.
That's what I do.
Yeah, so it's coming up 2 days, people. Yeah, that's real, man.
Yeah, baby.
Let me bring
you know
up,
you like it that way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The long way. You know what I'm saying. The introduction for the man of the hour. Huh? And if you don't give me my money, you taking your ass home. Oh.
So the chat isn't working, huh?
It's the remix. The chat's up. Can't get in.
Okay, I better refresh.
Oh yeah, there you go. It's one of them just they want to smack across the hands. Oh, pow. Take that. Pow. Take that. Pow. Oh, my bad. Mr. Coopin. Oh.
Smelly
in the building, what are you having?
Man, I'm out in the street.
Oh, give him the ball. Oh, yeah, switch that up. We had to get a
you
little
know what? I hate that song with a passion, but hell, the women love that song. So it's like I gotta play it.
Well, hey, you know. Woman, didn't I tell you to stop signing in as me?
Hey, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I said click on the down at the bottom where it says log in. Don't worry, I got it. I'll be the co-host.
I'm logged out right now.
Huh?
I said I'm logged out right now.
No, I just logged in. It's all good. I'm just saying down at the bottom where it says start chat and say log in as chat host co-host. If you click on that, then we both be in the chat room at the same time.
Okay.
No, but you got to do co-host, and one will be a co-host, and one will be the rec.
Yeah, she just clicked on start chat, and that automatically times me out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it just knocked me out the box, you know? Knocks me out the box.
I'm learning, people. I'm learning, okay?
It's all good, because when you get over to try it out of a radio, you're going to be like, damn, everything is different. Yeah. So this is BTR, Blog Temporary Radio right here. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Goof, where you headed to?
I'm on the move right now. I got to move out of state for some personal reasons. My case ain't looking so swell, so I'm just going to go on the unders for a little bit. But, you know, we got to keep the thing rolling, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no. Got a new location I done moved to. I'm down with my lady. She done kidnapped me, you know what I'm saying? I'm down in a little old city called Deltona, which is on the other side of Orlando. A couple of minutes away from Daytona, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Daytona Bike Week going on right now, sucking up all the goddamn car rentals. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good.
In Daytona, you get a big turnout out there?
Yeah. Well, like Beach Week right now, Bike Week, it's a whole bunch of motherfuckers. I mean, don't think that it's white people. You know, everybody rides a motorcycle, people. That is what bike week is all about.
Even I
ride
a motorcycle.
I mean, you got every kind of motherfucking person there, but they be thick. And you got like about 100,000 fucking motorcycles be coming through. No bullshit. These people come from all over the country. When you call Enterprise Rent-A-Car from Tampa all the way up to Orlando, three cities, all the fucking Enterprises are sold out. They had no cars, or if they have a car, it's twice the price of what the regular offering was. Because of the bike week. I'm like, damn. Because I got a car now. I'm driving around in a fucking new Acura. That bitch, that's so hard with the push button start and shit. Oh,
you're driving the new Acura?
That shit is fucking sweet. Check this out. We went this morning. We had to drop my girl calls to get some tires on it. So we had to rent a car for the day. But we ended up renting it for the whole weekend because it was a little bit cheaper. And when they took so long to bring us the car, it was like, well, fuck it, man. We got the brand new Altima. Not Act. It's not Act. My bad. It's brand new Altima. But that bitch there, 2011. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, we'll give you a free upgrade, you know what I'm saying, just for the week. Shit! From this dirty-ass bucket you finna put me into? Because I was complaining as soon as we walked outside. I said, I hope that ain't ours, because that shit dirty as hell. Y'all got you fucked up. He was like, nah, he walked outside. Nah, we got to compliment your upgrade. Yeah, okay, because, shit. I was finna come back in this motherfucker. You got me fucked up. I ain't finna wash shit, and shit should have been washed when we got here. You know, so... Yeah, they tighten us up, though. I'm looking like, you know, Fabulous or something, goddamn rap, New York rapper. You know what I'm saying? Sitting back in a goddamn Altima and shit with no rims on it. But it's all good.
Can you motherfuckers let me in, you cocksuckers?
Hey, man, let me ask you something, Goofy. You ain't a jury-wearing person anyway, just.
Ain't a what?
Jewelry wearing, like wearing chains.
Yeah, I despise a jewelry. I don't wear that shit.
Yeah, I wear all that shit. Well, check this out. Let me give you a story. This is African Our History Month anyway, so let me tell you what our African story is real quick. And this is for all you entertainers out there, you know what I'm saying, who think you coming up in the game. When you go on tour and you going on the road to different states and different cities and you going to another person's backyard, you need to check yourself. before you wreck yourself. Incident happened. Shots out the little Key with the little hit single Bust It Wide Open. And his homies, you know what I'm saying, that decided to roll up. They had a show down in Miami. Fort Myers. Okay, shouts out my homeboy Art filling me in on the correct information, you know what I'm saying? Art photography and videos coming soon.
Okay,
Stupid
okay,
style.
Who's the person again, Billy?
Who?
The person you're talking about.
His name is Lil Key. I played a song on here, Bust It Wide Open.
Yeah.
Lil Key?
Yeah, his name is Lil Key.
Okay.
K-E-E, Lil Key. Okay, and so he had a show down at Fort Myers. Now, Fort Myers is where Plies is from. You know, probably lying. That's what I call it. Probably lies. You know what I'm saying? That's what the PL lies stand for. But anyway, keep that moving. So that's in his hometown. So what they did the show, they went to the little spot, did the show. Now, Key don't really, he don't even wear too much jewelry. He probably have a chain on or something, but he don't wear too much jewelry anyway. But his homeboy that ride with him, the other little rapper that ride with him, he goes and he done been to a couple of spots I don't see him at. With all this little jewelry on, like he got damn Busta Rhymes or something. You know, kind of just overplaying his status. You know what I'm saying? Overplaying his fame. Like, you ain't even, nobody don't know you. They know Lil Key. They don't know you. And I don't even know his name right now to tell you. So that ought to tell you something. You know. But he got on stage. They did the little show. They got invited to an after hours. You know what I'm saying? To after hours, so-called after hours party. The after hours party down here, people, is just somebody who don't feel like going to fuck to sleep and got a fucking house and just invite a whole bunch of bitches over and people just show up and just hang the fuck out. But this is not like, you know, T.I. or somebody finna come through this shit and you gonna catch them now. This ain't that type of party. These fools go to the party, get invited, they go. Lil Key decides not to go because he wised up, you know, very smart entertainer. And the other two fools decide to go, along with DJ Party Time. Oh, man. Shouts out to him. Big Reed and what the rapper new name is? With the chain on? Oh, Strizzo? No, not Strizzo. Man. Oh, my God. People, I ain't even go there, but alright. It was another DJ that went, DJ Strizzo, and then one of the rappers. All these fools had their jewelry on at the after party. Okay, now, an after party down here is not at another club. This is more of a trailer home, sitting out in the middle of Buttfuck 2. But, you know, this is the club. This is the actual club. Okay, this is the actual club. Okay, I stand corrected, because that's how we doing down here in Tampa, shit. You come to a trailer home and shit, that bitch rocking. It's about 7 in the morning. Like, God damn, trailer home swanger. Because bitch don't want to go to sleep. But he said it was at a club that closes, don't close till 7 in the morning. But I guess it was a hood club, apparently. It was the hood club, you know. And still, you know, you should know. You know what I'm saying? If you go into a place that you ain't never been before, You don't come jury down. That's just you know, rules of the road that most people know. But I guess they
what
didn't
happened?
Learn that.
What happened? What happened?
No, they didn't get jacked. Four fights started out, broke out into the club. When the four fights broke out, one of the people in the club. Hold on. I'm gonna get to you from the eyewitness point of view. We're going in live, people. We're going in live. Here we go. Mr. Ott is finna go on live. He's gonna give you the breakdown right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. This is the breakdown.
How you doing, people? Well, this is how it happened. When he was on stage, you know, the girl was sitting on stage, and Little Keith, and by mistake, you know, he kicked her by mistake, you know what I'm saying? So she looked at him like it was a problem. So it was just a random girl that was sitting there. She's not supposed to be on the stage. Okay, so he looked at it and said, okay, since you were on the stage, you know what I'm saying, you're not supposed to be on the stage, so please get off the stage, you know? So she didn't listen the first time, so he called her a bitch. So after that, she got up and said, who you calling a bitch? And started swinging, and He didn't hit. She didn't hit him or nothing. He ducked and everything. Done bobbing weed because he don't hit women. So he took off from the club, and that's how this whole thing happened. So that's all I can take it from there.
What's the after party?
Yeah, it was the after party. So the after party, we went to the after party. So everybody went in their jury. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking out, you know what I'm saying, seeing all these guys looking at them. You know what I'm saying? So one of the promoter came over there and told us, said, look, y'all got to leave now. Because there's seven guys looking at you and ready for y'all to hit the door. So we had to get an escort out the door, into our car, and out where we was out the hood, making like that. We were out the hood. So that's a whole comedy in there.
That's some crazy
so
stuff.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I was a female at that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the female was tough now. I mean, she was swinging like she was a man.
This is live, people. This is live.
And she might have been. Who knows?
Yeah, well, there was a lot of sissies out there now.
I can't say. People.
There was a lot of them.
Let me beam her back in.
Here you go.
Oh.
I beam back in, you know. That's live, you know what I'm saying? On the scene reporter, Mr. Holding down real big, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate that. Mr. Goofball, you back in the building live, you know what I'm saying? In La Barrio.
My fucking Boost hung up on me.
Bruh, I'm so fucking sick of Boost. The past 2 days where I'm at, Boost does not fucking work, man. Boost does not fucking work. I can't make outbound calls. I mean, I have to go to, like, the different... certain parts of the of Deltona don't pick up Boost signals at the fuck all. Only thing I can do is call fucking customer service. And them bitches and when you call, you don't even get no live operator. They tell you to go online.
Can I get 5 minutes of history here? Some African-American history?
You just got it.
Some more, baby.
That was history.
Five
right
more
now.
Minutes.
History in the making. Don't wear your goddamn jury to the motherfucking apple party. That's
so what
history.
Happened? What happened? The guy got ripped off or what?
Oh man, you ain't hear the whole story? Oh, I thought you heard the whole story. They end up getting escorted out the club because they were getting eyeballed by seven dudes off in the cut. And the promoter peeped it, and, you know, he had the police escort him out because, you know, they was finna go ahead and get robbed. So they had to end up leaving, you know, like ASAP. So, yeah, when you start traveling places, people, you need to be wary of your surroundings. And going down by Miami, yeah, they ain't even trying to have it. You know what I'm saying? That's the home of get your ass jacked out your shit. If you come down there flashing, thinking that you're a motherfucker, man.
I mean, come on, you use the synonyms, or what's the word, the synonyms or something? The gunshine state. I mean, come on.
Come
carry
on now.
A gun. What the fuck?
Come on. Hey.
Be serious.
Man. You don't see Trick Daddy go on stage with jewelry on. You don't see Rick Ross go on stage with jewelry. You don't see, when you actually pay attention to an artist in concert, you don't see these motherfuckers with no bunch of jewelry on. Pliers did that dumb shit one time, and you don't see his ass doing no more because he almost got his fucking chain snatched. Just like they did Young Berg, dumbass, when he came out there, that old fake ass Transformer chain on. And the rest of them old dumbass motherfuckers that come out there with chains on, thinking that they bigger than what they is. You know, save the fucking jury for the interview.
And you know, a lot of people always criticize me for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you
like,
got it back. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 50, yeah, yeah. When they tried to snatch 50 chain, 50 Cent jumped down and got his shit, though. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Can we get 5 minutes of positive African American history now?
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I had to give y'all the negative side.
Come on now.
I didn't know this was a history show. Fuck.
Throw me a real bone, baby. Come on.
All right. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, baby. You know I've been waiting.
Let me give you some, let's see here, what's the black fact? One black fact is black people don't see UFOs.
Yeah.
your goddamn history. Fuck that. Trace your history back and see when one black person has ever witnessed a motherfucking UFO.
Oh my God.
Now, they did say that Malcolm X seen a UFO back in the day.
All right,
you know what I'm saying? They did say Malcolm X. They said Malcolm X did see a UFO.
Well,
and he still couldn't get that across to any other black people to believe that shit. Cause, nigga, please, we done been, we all around the fucking world, and how the hell we don't see the shit? How the hell the neighbor next door see the same shit? Call us, but when we come outside, the shit gone. Oh man, it just went. It just flew. How the fuck it just get the hell up out of here, man?
We ain't the only people in the universe, baby.
Hell yeah, I know that, but, you know, why the hell we just don't see it? That's just, you know? Wow.
Did you say you was working on some positive?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Well, here you go. Today in black, yeah, that was the black and the white lady. But you see what I just said? You were the white lady. You know, you see, all the way back to history, people.
We're all people. That's all I can say.
Oh, no, they say opposites attract. But boy, look at here. When we get with white women, some shit be fucking up. Look at OJ.
Oh, hell no. I'm trying to find something positive here now. Come on.
Oh, man.
Shoot,
all
right, I can't get my buddy on.
This is just black facts. Today on Black History, African America, our story for February 23rd, in 1995, Melvin Franklin dies. The bass singer Melvin Franklin of the Temptations died of complications following a brain surgery in Los Angeles. He was 53. 1979, Frank E. Peterson Jr. Was named the first black general in the Marine Corps. Bam, there you go. 1965, Constance Baker Motley elected Manhattan Borough President. He was the highest, that was the highest elective office held by a black woman in a major American city. Bam. Okay. 1929, baseball catcher Elston Gene Howard was born. He was born in St. Louis, Missouri. 1965, Howard signed a $70,000 contract with the New York Yankees and became the highest paid player in the history of baseball at that time.
Wow.
I ain't never heard of him.
Me either.
I ain't never heard of that. I ain't in the history of fucking baseball, goddammit, I ain't never heard of that.
Yep, never.
Even when they talk about, you know, baseball facts and shit, you ain't never heard of that shit.
Nope.
Yeah, they talk Babe Ruth and all that bullshit.
Yep.
Boy, this is why we need this month, people. Mexican month is next month. Shit. Fuck it. You just started making months up. Shit, gotta start filling this shit in. Guatemalan month. Fuck it. Goddamn it. Cuban month. We got all these fucking months. Every month is somebody's month. I'm gonna celebrate y'all ass shit. Fuck it. I'm gonna give it to you. Hare Krishna month. Goddamn it. Fuck it. We won't even have religious months. Fuck it.
Tuesday truth, huh?
Yeah, right. 1925, politician Lewis Stokes is born. He's the former mayor of Detroit, Michigan, and member of the U.S. House of Representatives, and was born in Cleveland, Ohio. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. And Stokes was the first African American elected to the House from Ohio. Mm-hmm. You people, them foreign air was just ignited, and I had to extinguish it. By inhaling vigorously.
It's good for you, baby.
Excuse me. That is complications from
that's
inhaling.
That's the after effect.
Oh, man. Not the mad coffer. Call you the mad. Yeah, he's the mad, not the mad rapper. He's the mad coffer. I don't rap. Check me out. Oh, man. 1915, death of Robert Small. At 75, he was a Reconstruction congressman in Beaufort, South Carolina. That means he helped with the Reconstruction. You know what I'm saying? And that's talking about, you know, ending,
ending, rebuilding after slavery and all the other good shit. That's cool. 1915. And 1895. It's the Mad Coffer, ladies and gentlemen. I bring you the Mad Coffer live. Oh, we've had a leak here, people. We've had an accident. We have had an accident. I think he's sharted. I think he's sharted in your pants, brother. Oh, man. 1895, William H. Hurd became the AME minister and educator and was named minister to Liberia. All the way over in Liberia, people. Damn right. 1869, Louisiana governor signed public accommodations. Who the hell is Louisiana governor? Okay, signed the public accommodations law. I don't know what the hell that meant. Okay, let's check it out real quick. What the hell that's supposed to mean? That's all it says. What the kind of info is that, blackfacts.com? Bullshit. You click on the link and it take you right back to the same sentence. What is that? Go in depth on it. All right. 1868, Dr. William Edward Burkhart DeVos. On this day, Dr. William Edward Burkhart DeVos, educator and civil rights activist, advocate, is born in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Wait. Oh, that's W.E.D. DeBose. W.E.B. DeBose. Oh, okay. I'm like, I ain't ever heard his whole name out like that. Because they always shorten his name.
Yeah, I can remember his name.
Yeah, William Edward Burkhart. And that is kind of hard to remember. Massachusetts. DeBose. No, Great Barrington. Massachusetts. Oh, okay. Shouts out to the traveler, Mr. Odd, a.k.a. Mad Coffer, who's just updated us on the location. It's right next to Rhode Island. Yeah, Providence, Rhode Island. Bam. In case I ever traveling up there and want to skip and hop over. You know what I'm saying? This Friday, people, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Ms. Heather Lanes for putting us back up on game. We are celebrating, you know what I'm saying? Actually, it's our third season, but it's 2 years in radio. I thought it was 3 years. I feel like we've been in this bitch 3 years, people. But, yeah, damn. 2 years in radio. We're going on our third season, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what it is. It's 2 years in radio, third season. And it's coming up real big on trilateralradio.com. www.trilateralradio.com. www.trilateralradio.com. And if I'm two countries saying it, T-R-I-L... Oh, damn. The weed kicked in. L-A-T-E-R-A-L. It's like, forget it, bitch. Forget it. It's like, damn. Weed, get off me. Fuck off me. TrilateralRadio.com. Yeah, there you go. Make sure y'all come through and check it out, man. And it's going down real big. But we do got music streaming live right now, so you can go over there and check out some good music. It's going to be streaming live when Cy and I get home, but it's going to be streaming live. You know, it's going down.
Well, he's sick.
He's in. Oh, so I don't think he know the stream is down right now.
He's down, right?
He's south. Yeah, Mr. Sinai is sick. If I can call him nationwide, I would.
Well, I've been with you for about a year now.
Yeah, so
I've been hanging with
y'all,
you.
Both of y'all been there. Yeah, so that's a year. Almost a year. What? Damn.
Yeah.
I gotta go back through the actual. I gotta go back through the shows and listen to the shows, figure out the actual date of the show. You know, to get the anniversary party ready. You know what I mean? But we are celebrating 2 years this Friday, February 25th. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing something. Yeah.
And got a party to do this weekend, DJing for artists of mine, Mr. T.O. Shouts out to Wildlife, you know what I'm saying? New music coming soon to the radio network. And doing a one-year-old birthday party, so I got to bring the macarena and the funky chicken and all that, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I'm going to do it if I ain't got the song, you know what I'm saying? That ain't the chicken song. What that is? That sounds Spanish. What you is, Cuban? Shout out to the kids, man. I'm gonna be jamming it up. All clean music. All clean.
Is Spooky Boss still with us?
Yeah. Wagging off somewhere. He's in there, though. He's in there. He's like Prego. He's in there.
Hanging out.
Yeah, he probably got his phone on mute. And he's probably talking and don't even know that he got his phone on mute. That's the funny part. You know what I'm saying? All right, people. That's your Black Facts from blackfacts.com, who's bringing you not so much good information, but hey, at least they brought you something, you know? And we're freaking Black Facts. Oh, well, that was Black Facts. That's Black Facts.
Let's just look at Black History Month. And they got
The Black Report. Anybody want the Black Report? All right. This is the Black Report. Rapper Che Rhymefest Smith in Chicago City Council runoff. The rapper, who's lived in Chicago for years, vowed to pick up support from three other candidates who did not make the runoff. He had received backing from the city's powerful Chicago Teachers Union. Rhymefest, I ain't never heard of him. All right. And that will do it for the Black Report. Because it talks about people in the industry. I don't give a fuck who in the industry, what the fuck y'all doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Dang, fuck that. If it ain't indie, it offends me. Well, that's something notable. Bill Clinton honors Arkansas as Little Rock 9. He said that Eisenhower was a genuine conservative Republican for his time, but that didn't stop him from using federal power to gain equal opportunity for all Americans regardless of race. And conservative means something very different today than it did in 1957, Clinton said. And that was the nine. He talked about the nine black people. Hold on, let me go in on that. And God damn, y'all don't report shit. What the hell?
What, he got 3 minutes?
Yeah. Tres minutos. I don't know how to say till end, but to end those show. There you go. So who? Renudo. Petamina. I don't know the last one. Trey Menudo. Temamina. There you go. Y'all Spanish people, el understando what I am saying, though. All people. Hispanicos, I should say. Hispanicos. Ain't that right?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. Or Latin Americanos. There you go. They go all the way real. Latino, yeah, my Latino. Latino. Hey, bow, bow. Oh, so. Yeah. He returned here on Saturday to honor the nine African-American students who in 1957 were prevented from attending the racially segregated Little Rock Central High School by Governor Orval Faubus and angry mobs that threatened lynching. President Dwight D. Eisenhower issued Executive Order 10730, and which sent units of the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division, which I used to be a part of back in the days. Shouts out to 2nd 101st. Little Rock and Federalized the Arkansas National Guard to escort the students into the school. The protests continued, but the Little Rock Nine were eventually admitted to the Central High. They still face verbal and physical abuse, and the incident clouded the national perception of Arkansas for decades, and it became one of the most important events
and the civil rights movement. Damn right. Quentin celebrated the unveiling of a new permanent exhibit, which features the Little Rock 9 Congressional Gold Medal and his presidential library. In 1999, then President Clinton bestowed the Congressional Gold Medal, the country's highest civilian honor, to the Little Rock 9 at a White House ceremony. After a video with crisp footage of Eisenhower's famous 1957 address to the nation about the Central High Crisis, Carlotta Walls Lanier, one of the Little Rock 9 and president of the Little Rock 9 Foundation, introduced Clinton sporting a gray three-piece suit and a navy blue tie. Why the fuck do we need to know that? I don't know. At times, Clinton sounded troubled about the direction of the country, and his speech seemed more political than commemorative. Why? Because he's a fucking politician. Duh. And, fuck it. And you want to hear some more, go to politicsdaily.com, because I ain't got enough time. And we out. Peace!